Summary of Sunni Concepts. Modesty is from God. Modesty towards people is a praiseworthy Islamic moral. Modesty before God is the work of my heart. It causes him to contemplate many of God's most beautiful names and his sublime attributes in the heart. Like the all-hearing and the all-seeing. And the all-knowing and the great. And generous and friendly. Tenderness and compassion. If it prevails, remember that and ponder it in the heart. His modesty overwhelmed him. So he was ashamed for God to see any of his limbs moving in a way that God hates. Or a belief in his heart that God hates. He purifies his heart and limbs from all sin. It best illustrates the true modesty of God. It is the saying of the prophet, "May God bless him and grant him peace. Be ashamed before God as you should be." They said, "O prophet of God, I will not be ashamed, thank God." He said, "It's not that. But being ashamed of God is the right to be ashamed. To protect the head and its consciousness. It protects the stomach and what it contains. And remember death and weariness. Whoever wants the afterlife abandons the adornments of this world." Who did that? They were truly ashamed before God. Narrated by Al-Tirmidhi and authenticated by Al-Albani. Among the sayings of the predecessors about modesty before God. Fear God as much as he has power over you. And be ashamed of God as close as he is to you. Al-Aswad bin Yazid was alarmed when he died. When he was reprimanded for that, he said, "Why should I not be alarmed? Who is more deserving of that than me? By God, if I were to receive forgiveness from God Almighty, I am ashamed of what I have done. The man has a small sin between him and the man. So he pardons him. He is still ashamed of it." Summary of Sunni Concepts.